Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.
Mark Grossman is the head of SCORE here in Richmond, the Sports Center of Richmond. You all run a lot of camps during the summertime. Are they canceled, or are you kind of reconfiguring how you run them? What do you think you're going to do, Mark?
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me.
Of course. Yeah, glad you're here.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you know, I think we're probably like everyone else. We're waiting to see what rules come down the pike, you know, and we're working on reopening procedures. I'm the owner of SCORE, so we have a full-time staff that runs the place. I can only get in the way, but we're following CDC guidelines to the letter, and then of course, you know, whatever you know the governor says and what Mayor Stoney says, you know, we react to those.
Are you looking at the data? I mean, I guess you have no choice. You've got to abide on some level by what the governor and the mayor tell you to do. But the fact that you all run camps for kids, and I think it's an accurate statement. I don't want to ever come on the radio and say something that's just winging it. But it looks to me, as I examine the data, like younger people, the little kids who were 10, 11, 12 years old, teenagers into their 20s, that they don't seem to be as susceptible or really susceptible at all to winding up in the hospital should they become infected with this. Does that impact how you as the owner look at this?
Not really. I think, you know, we try to follow, you know, what the CDC, Dr. Fauci have said. You know, it's certainly, you know, kids can go home and infect
their parents.
Yeah, they could
get it and spread it to somebody
else, sure. Or their grandparents. So, you know, we want to open, but, you know, we have hopefully a long time to be open. So, you know, erring on the side of caution for us is, you know, how we want to go forward. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, you know, we'd love to do it, but, you know, I think it's the syndrome that's been happening to kids is a little concern. Well, not a little concerning. I don't have little kids, but really concerning. So, you know,
they're still trying to figure that out.
Yeah. Right, right. Absolutely.
Well, not to get into the weeds on your business, and you can skirt around this if you want to, but are you all okay financially? How long have you been shut down? I don't know you. I would assume that you don't have $1 million sitting in the bank to keep everything afloat. Are you in danger here?
You know, I think, you know, this is our 13th year, you know, and knock on wood, you know, we've done well. We have a great relationship. I'll do one shout out to Town Bank. They have been fantastic partners for
good.
Us.
Good. Okay.
So we have, it was interesting just before the shutdown, we were just getting ready to replace two turf fields, at our place, which is not inexpensive.
Yeah,
so,
right.
You know, luckily for us, you know, we're okay. I mean, we need to open. There's no question. But, you know, if it's June 1st or, you know, May 29th, hopefully, or, you know, June 15th, we'll just have to deal with it. Hopefully the government will step up. I think the PPP program was a good start. You know, it didn't go far enough. It needs to go further in time and also, you know, with other expenses. But it was a really good start, and it was done on a bipartisan fashion, which was nice to see.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're okay. You know, we're well. I if you can ask me that question in a month,
in June, yeah.
maybe there's a different answer. But
well, listen, I don't have a problem with you shouting out to the bank, a local bank that's tried to help you, that you've got a good relationship with them. And I think that is going to be key. Those partnerships where the banks are trying to help, I mean, that's really important to try to stay afloat. I mean, you're right. I think there are a lot of people in your situation who are looking at the numbers saying, okay, as long as we can see a date to open, we can, you know, tap into those relationships and those partnerships and try to stay afloat. But, you know, just the endless nature of this is what's causing a lot of people some practical issues soliciting those funds and planning.
Yeah, I understand that. I think, you know, for us, it's funny. I've always used the analogy of, you know, hitting the pause button. You know, if everybody from top down, you know, like the insurance company has done, my real job is, you know, we do professional and amateur sports insurance all over the country, and we insure facilities like SCORE and climbing gyms. But if, you know, the first thing we did was try to get the pressure off of people. So if you don't have that rent payment or mortgage payment or, you know, hanging over your head, then I think we can make it through this better without those pressures being on us.
Boy, it would be great if everybody could kind of excise that 3-month period and say it didn't happen.
Right. You know? Yeah, just move it to the end.
Yeah. From a practical standpoint,
right.
At some point somebody's got to pay, and it gets complicated.
Course.
But yeah.
Of
hey,
course.
Listen, I really appreciate you talking through it. I mean, it's a tough spot to be in, and you all have been an important part of the Richmond community for a while here. Mark Grossman, who owns SCORE and started the thing, I really appreciate you being with us. The Sports Center of Richmond, you pass it when you're headed downtown a lot on the right there on the highway. So thank you, Mark.
Okay. All right. Appreciate your time.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.